you end up putting together two lists that you unconsciously make in your life. One is the "this is what I like" list, and here's another list over here, which is like "don't go there anymore" list. Like, I got burned with this in the past. Don't even talk about it. Don't go there. And as you get older, that's why people really don't change.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling, but it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is No Broke Months.
John Humphrey is a seasoned entrepreneur and author and is best known as the revenue generation expert. He is an expert at implementing systems to generate ongoing income for his own companies and all his clients worldwide. He is a best-selling author of 3 books and speaks on stages worldwide. His no-fluff approach and comedic nature make learning fun and engaging. In this interview, John will share about revenue generation strategies.
My name is Dan Roshan, and I'm the host of the No Broke Months podcast, which is a show for real estate agents that's designed to help you have no broke months. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show. Welcome, Consistent Predictable Income community. My name is Dan Roshan, and I am joined with Mr. John Humphrey. Woo! Hello, John. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I am doing fantastic. Great to be here.
All right. We're going to talk about revenue generation strategies, John and I will. But before we do that, I want to tell you a little bit about who John is. He's an entrepreneur and an author. He's a few books, so best known the revenue generation expert. And he's been in the entrepreneur environment since 2002 when he left his Mac Daddy high paying pharma industry job. And he lives in San Diego, right outside of San Diego. And he's really built a couple of different companies. So this is the guy to listen to if you want to understand how to think big and how to be able to build a business and how to be able to see opportunities. So welcome, John. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here, Dan.
That's my pleasure. So John, so tell us about, what did I miss in that brief intro?
Well, no. Hey, listen, you can introduce me like that any day. I love it. Yeah, I mean, I grew up in New York and I went to school. When I went to college at Boston University, I actually wanted to study medicine. I actually wanted to become a cosmetic dentist, if you could believe it. That's what I wanted to go into. And then halfway through my studies there, I found out that, you know, I really don't like studying. I never really liked school or homework or tests or doing labs or anything like that. So I said, oh man, am I going to be doing this for like the next, you know, 6-8 years studying just to go into practice? And so I said, no, I don't want to do it. So I left. When I graduated with a biology degree. And so my father, you know, my dad at the time said, hey, you know what? You've always been good at talking. So why don't you go into sales? And I ended up going into the pharma industry, the pharmaceutical industry and the medical device industry. And I did that for about 8 years. I was in that industry and I was a high paid consultant. Like you said, when I had like the dream job, here I am like 27 years old, making, you know, a massive high 6-figure-a-year business, you know, income, a country club membership, you know, like, hey, I'm living like the dream job, but I will tell you like, yeah, like it was great. Oh man, this was so fun. But then, you know, something happened. I'll never forget the day I was sitting at a big contract negotiation with a big pharma company called Ortho McNeil. They're part of the Johnson & Johnson Corporation. And I was negotiating like a $25 million contract with all these people around a boardroom and everybody's yelling at each other. And it's like this, it was just like this big all day thing. And I remember just sitting there, Dan, and I'm going, man, this is like the dumbest job in the world. Like, this is so ridiculous. Because all I wanted to do was like say, hey, guys, let's sign this freaking contract. Let's hop in a limo. Let's go into the city. Let's have some dinner and drinks. Let's have some fun with this whole thing. And at that point, I realized like how clumsy and slow big giant businesses really were. And I never really had my opportunity to kind of jump in and do something on a massive scale because I was really dealing in a corporate environment. So I decided to make that jump. I jumped out to California with my wife. We were in New York for 9/11. My family had a restaurant in Lower Manhattan that was about 5 blocks from Ground Zero. It was a real thing that really destroyed New York. It was just awful. And my wife and I said, okay, let's get out of New York. Let's go where nothing happens and there's no snow and there's no bad weather. And so we ended up going to San Diego and we started our first business there, a consulting business. And listen, I've never turned back since, but I will tell you that being an entrepreneur was, you know, hasn't always been great. You know, I've been bankrupt. I've had car repossessed out of my driveway. I've been audited by the IRS. Like, I have done all the stuff that an entrepreneur is going to go through building a business.
So if you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, that's your advertisement to enter into the field.
Sorry to interrupt you, John. And I'm always telling people the reality of stuff because, you know, but I will tell you, you know, having the control of your own business, whether you're, you know, a real estate professional, you own your own business, you're looking for business. What's great is that, you know, every day you could become the next you. Every day you wake up, you're the next version of you. It's brand new day. Anything can happen. And unfortunately, that's only for the 3% of Americans that own a business or consider themselves self-employed or have the ability to control their own destiny. That means that, you know, we can wake up in that brand new space like a blank sheet every single day. We can do that. It's only 3% of our country does that. 97% work for the 3%. So, you know, consider yourself, if you're in that 3%, then you have to congratulate yourself because you're like a unicorn. You're a rare breed. You're willing to go through the fire to get to the riches. And so I've been, my whole thing has been from working my butt off for businesses. Now, what I like to do is I like to bring opportunity to people that can be more passive, that can like kind of piggyback on what they're doing, because I believe there truly can be passive income for individuals in addition to their active income.
Let's talk about revenue generation strategies. So that's what we came here to talk about. And so you definitely have your credentials in business and entrepreneurship and have taken your hard knocks and have had success as well.
Yeah.
So what are, like, what could you tell us about revenue generation strategies? Like, what's out there? What can somebody do? Share with us about that.
Great. So I came to talk to you today, Dan, about something, a really amazing project that I'm working on right now, which I thought was amazing. It aligns in real estate. It aligns on passive income. And what it is there's a new network that is being built out in the world called the Internet of Things. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Internet of Things.
I've heard of it, but you're going to have to educate me here.
I tell you, it's just really crazy thing. So, you know, like we have, you know, cellular, you know, for our phones, right? We got cellular for our phones. We have Wi-Fi for things in our house. We have satellite for, you know, things with our car that beam up to the satellite. And so that's typically how connectivity in the world has been in terms of networks. Well, there's another network. There's a fourth network out there that I didn't even know existed, but it only really exists in the downtown areas of most major cities. And it's called the Internet of Things. It's called the IoT network, which is IoT, which is short for Internet of Things. I was like, the heck is Internet of Things? Well, Internet of Things is, it's a 915 megahertz radio signal. It's been around for a really, really long time. And it's very low power and it goes very far distances. And it's basically been put out into the world. So little devices that need connectivity outside, they have a network to jump onto. And so I said, well, give me an example. Well, you know, the little Lime motors, little electric scooters in every downtown area that you can rent.
Sure. Yeah.
Those are what are called IoT devices, meaning like that little scooter is not on a Wi-Fi network. It's not on a cellular network. But how does the company know where the scooter is? It's because there's a local outside network called IoT that it hops on. And what Lime does is Lime pays data credits to whatever that local IoT network is so they can actually see their devices, their thousands and thousands of little scooters. They can see where they are. So it's like an outdoor Wi-Fi network, if you want to call it.
Okay, Lime is the company that has the scooters?
Lime.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, Lime. There's Lime. There's Bird. Okay. There's a whole bunch of them
do
this. Or like whenever you go downtown and you here in San Diego, you have to pay for parking like everywhere you go. And so you had to now swipe your credit card into a parking meter. Now, that parking meter is an IoT device. You know, it's not beaming your signal up to satellites. That's too expensive. It's on a local network and it's very cheap. And that's how the municipality makes their money. So in addition to that going on, there was a company called Helium, which is actually a cryptocurrency that 2 years ago came out and said, listen, we're going to create not a local IoT network. We're going to create a worldwide network. a worldwide IoT network. And here's the best part about it is that we're not going to pay for it. We're going to allow individuals to actually build out the network from themselves outward, meaning it's going to be a peer-to-peer first decentralized network in the Web 3.0 space, meaning like you and me, Dan, get to actually own a piece of this network. So when the network goes live and data goes through this network, we can get paid. So similar to as if Netflix got started today, what they would do is they wouldn't have anybody just log on. They would give everybody a little box, a little Netflix box that they would plug into their router in their house. And then what happened is, let's say, Dan, a neighbor down the street from you orders a movie, and that movie has to go through your box to get to their box. You would get paid a little bit of that order.
Cool.
And this is what is happening now. It's like, this is what's going on. So to take you back a little bit, because I know a lot of your listeners are involved in real estate. Well, yeah. My partner and I, Jerry Conti, we were involved in the short-term vacation rental space for many years. We had a training company. We trained people how to convert large homes into really large Airbnb properties and how to run that business. And great, great, great business. Love it. And then 2020 happened with COVID. And what happened was, you know, all of travel got shut down for a while. And the one thing that most people didn't know during that time in April of 2020 was that Airbnb that month said, hey, if you're traveling and you have to cancel, don't worry about the cancellation fee, right? Just cancel it. So whatever little cancellation policy that you had with your host, don't worry, we'll override it. Well, hey, that was great if you were a traveler, but if you were a host, you were left holding the bag, right? So we actually lost $600,000 in bookings in a single day. Like, wow. Just boom, they all just went away. And it really scared Jerry and I. And we said, well, at any given moment, some big tech company can just pull the plug, pull your profile, do something, and it really could stop your business. And that's what happened with Airbnb. You know, most people don't realize that Airbnb almost went bankrupt during the start of COVID because this is what was going on. And so I bring you up to this speed because we started putting a technology company together to come up with what technology, like how can people direct book? Like how can we help the person who has an Airbnb property create their own booking so nothing is going to be predicated 100% on one platform? And so going through that whole process, we were introduced to this new IoT network that was being built called Helium. And we said, wow, we can add a little device about, you know, this big. That's it. It's like it looks like a little utility box. Like we can literally take this box, we can put it onto our existing Airbnb properties, and we don't have to do anything after that. We put this box on here, we'll put an antenna on the roof, and when this box sends a signal to other boxes in the area, we're going to get rewarded cryptocurrency tokens. We said, that is genius, completely passive. So we started to go down this path, Dan, and then here's what we found out, that all the equipment that was out in the market that was doing this wasn't really working that well. So we actually hired a guy from Motorola, an ex-Motorola guy. We said, great, take this device, take it apart, redesign it. We want a box, literally, it's called a hotspot. We want a hotspot that's going to work. Okay. So we actually created a brand new technology company called Linkster about a year ago. And this is all we're doing now is that we have our own box design. We have our own antenna design. And we're going out to all the real estate professionals in the world or people that live in homes, have large swaths of homes. We'll analyze their properties to see if they qualify to be on the new network. And if they are, we'll place a hotspot there. We'll do the installation. We'll do everything. We have this whole team put together. And then you can literally earn passive cryptocurrency for doing nothing other than being a part of the network. So that's really the whole play that we put together with Linkster. So that's what we're kind of excited about in terms of creating additional revenue for individuals.
I love that, man. And so Linkster, is that your company or what's your role in Linkster?
I'm a partner in Linkster. I'm the CSO of Linkster, which is the chief sales officer. So I've always been really great at putting, you know, funnels together and doing sales and marketing and telling stories and really driving the revenues of a company. My partner, Jerry Conti, is the CEO and founder of the company. He does more of the higher level, you know, strategic partnerships and things like that. So between the two of us, we have about 19 people in our company right now. Okay. That we built a pretty big organization. And, you know, our goal is to put 20,000 hotspots out in the world over the next 3 years. So it's something that's really, it's going to be coming. If you haven't not heard about IoT, I want all your listeners out there, this is coming to your neighborhood. It's coming to every single neighborhood in the United States. They've already got about 250,000 placed, and it's going to take about 3 million to cover the whole U.S., just to cover the whole U.S. And then once that happens, think about when like cable TV came into your neighborhood for the first time. Like I remember I was 8 years old when that happened. It was like, oh man, cable television. So this is what's now coming to every single neighborhood. So people now are jumping on board so they can like get their spot of what's happening with IoT.
If you're looking for No Broke Months, I invite you to join the 5-day challenge for free. Save your seat at 5daylistingchallenge.com. That's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. You'll learn how to take listings in today's market without cold calling, door knocking, or begging. That's 5daylistingchallenge.com. We help real estate agents have no broke months.
What's the the ETA of this technology? Or I don't know. I guess you call it technology, but what's the ETA of this being, available across all marketplaces or most marketplaces?
Great question. As it's being built right now, it's already active. It's already live. So it's 2 years into the build. I think we have about another 3 years before the whole build is done. But then what's happening is the most exciting thing is there are 75 billion brand new consumer IoT devices that are being developed for consumer. So for like me and you. So all the little devices that we have in our house, like the smart refrigerator and Alexa and all these things that work off Wi-Fi, there's going to be tons of IoT devices that are designed for outside of your home that have to be on the network.
Okay.
This is going to be the next thing. And the other thing that's going to be happening also, Dan, that we know is that it's not just IoT. The next version of this is going to be 5G. So that little hotspot device is also going to be doing 5G and working with all the major cell carriers. So can you imagine now getting paid on 5G coverage in your area? Especially areas that don't have great coverage. Now it's going box to box. And then the third thing that's going to be happening is there's going to be a Wi-Fi adaptation to this. And this is actually a pretty cool play where all the Wi-Fi that you don't use in your house, if you have unlimited data plan of Wi-Fi in your house, everything that's unused, guess what? That'll go back into the network and other people can use it and you'll get paid for that. So in one little box, this is the next thing that's going to be happening is the next big thing is going to be IoT is going to be taking over.
So how many boxes would be needed for like a city the size of San Diego, for example?
So San Diego, believe it or not, San Diego probably has about 100,000 hotspots in it right now. It is wall to wall with boxes. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't great locations available. There are. And so in order to create like a network where you can get paid, you need only about 60 hotspots. So like the neighborhood I live here in California, it's packed with hotspots already. People already know about the opportunity. It's already here. But we only have about 10% of the entire United States covered. So that means that there's still fantastic opportunity to have your spot. And what we do as a company is before anybody moves forward with anything, we analyze their property first.
Okay. Sure.
Because there is a selection process of will a hotspot being on your home or business, will it produce any cryptocurrency for you based on where it's located? Is it surrounded by trees? Is it in a valley? Is it, all sorts of things. So we do property analysis first, and then we'll let people know what their options are in order to move forward.
Is there, what does somebody have to do to be able to get started with this? And like, what's the potential return? I know you can't be like, hey, you make $2 or 2 bitcoins or 2 heliums, I guess. I don't know how you're going to say it, but talk to us through that.
Yeah, great question. So the first step is, they submit locations. That's the first thing I'll give you my contact information at the end here. People can submit locations to me. I'll give it to my department. And for all your listeners, we'll do free property evaluations, as many as you want to give us. Now, once that happens, we'll get on the phone with you. We'll say, okay, great. You've submitted your 5 or 10 locations and 3 of them are really great. So you have 2 options. One, you can become what's called a premier partner with us. It's about $3,000 per box. Okay. We'll take care of installing it, maintaining it, and doing everything. And then what happens is you would get 50% of all of the HNT token. So HNT is the token for Helium. That's the cryptocurrency.
Okay.
You'll be rewarded in cryptocurrency every month. So if the box did 10 tokens that month, you'd receive 5 tokens. And that's the first way. The other way is you become what's called a host partner. And it's the same thing as Premier Partner. It just costs you $500. It's like a membership, one-time membership fee. And then you can put boxes on as many houses as you want, as many businesses that are approved, and you'll get 15% of the tokens. So there's really nothing out of pocket for you. So both are, you know, we have both options. Now, once you do that, like what kind of return is it? So I always like to look at it as 5 tokens a month. Okay. So right now, if you have a box, a hotspot, and it gave you 5 tokens a month, at the end of the year, that's 60. Over the next 5 years, that'd be 300 tokens you'd have sitting in your cryptocurrency wallet. Now, HNT right now is about $10 a token. It's slotted to go up to 250 to 300 by 2027. So this is a long-term play. I tell everybody, Dan, this is not the cash on cash return that you're going to get in real estate. But this is the thing where, you know, I'm going to date myself a little bit. I'm 52 years old, but there was a great, great infomercial guy that I used to love. His name was Ron Popeil, if you remember him. He used to have this spray paint for people's bald spots. Like you could literally spray paint hair on your head. And he did all of these crazy infomercials. But one of the things that he did was he had a rotisserie oven that he bought. It was called the rotisserie oven. I'll never forget the infomercial. And the big tagline was, is that once you put your chicken in, your turkey in, you put the lid on, and he would go, you set it. And then everybody would go and forget it. You set it and forget it. It was like his classic tagline that made him hundreds of millions of dollars. And this is what this is really like. We have the set it and forget it approach, meaning like we're going to install this hotspot and you're probably a month or two, you're going to be monitoring it. After a while, you're not. But every month you're going to get a notification saying, here's how many tokens were put into your crypto wallet. And you're going to forget about it for years. And this is really what it's going to come down to. This is a long-term play. Sure. Nobody's in this for $10 a token. Everybody's in it for when it goes to 300 a token. So let's say after 5 years, Dan, you had 300 tokens sitting in your crypto wallet. And now HNT has gone to 300. You're sitting on $90,000 if you cashed out. And that was from a one-time investment of $29.97.
Sure.
Which you didn't have to do anything for. You didn't have to maintain it. You didn't have to do anything. Our company does everything. So that's the reason why when Helium actually created the network and when we're going to reward people, they could have done it in US dollars. They could have just rewarded everybody in dollars, but they said, no, let's create a token. So the first token is the HNT token. The next token that's going to come out is a 5G token. And then the one after that's going to be a Wi-Fi token. So all three tokens can be rewarded out of the same Helium hotspot that we created. So it really becomes passive.
Got it. So there's going to be 3 crypto tokens based off of the 3 different components. So if you got the Linkster, if you got into the Helium network today, it's for the IoT component of it. Would there have to be some modification for Wi-Fi and for 5G?
Yes, there would. It's a little component that would go in the hotspot. We would take care of that. Real simple. Because we're partners. You know, the cool thing about us, Dan, is that we don't have any customers in our business. Everybody's a partner.
Yeah.
So, you know, we didn't want to become an equipment manufacturer and say, hey, buy the hotspot, plug it in, and hey, good luck. What we actually found in the industry was that that's what was going on in the industry. There was about 14 manufacturers out there that were making hotspots, and the people would get it, plug it in, it'd work for a little while. Then they look and say, hey, it's not working. And then there's nobody to call. It was like Facebook. There's no 800 number to call if like something happens, right? My wife to this day, 9 months later, is off Facebook. She can't get back into her account. Like, tried everything. It's just one of these weird things, right? So we put our company together saying, hey, listen, when you become a partner at Linkster, there's always a ticket system and there's always somebody to actually talk, like live on the phone with, to troubleshoot. So when the new versions of the tokens come out, we'll upgrade all of our equipment because we're vested interest. We're partners in everything.
Love it. Got it. All right. So I think I've got a pretty good understanding of what you guys do, how you do it. And I appreciate you enlightening me on this.
I recently wrote the book, Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. I wrote this book because I have sold real estate since 2007 and developed an immense amount of experience and knowledge. During my journey, I've witnessed hundreds and maybe even thousands of real estate agents fail in this business. and I firmly believe that that's a shame. In Real Estate Evolution, I will show you the exact steps that I have used as a real estate salesperson to sell 1 to 15 homes every single month for the past 129 consecutive months. It took me more than 2 decades to learn the sales and persuasion techniques, and more than 1 decade to master the real estate sales techniques to be able to produce the content that makes up this book. And it took me more than 1 year to write at a pace of 3 hours every single day. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income in your business, I invite you to get the book, Real Estate Evolution. And you can get that by visiting www.therealestateevolution.com. And I'll even give it to you for free as long as you pay for the postage.
I'm just curious, just going back to just business in general, John, what lesson have you learned from business that you think will be useful for others to hear?
So it's a great question. And here's what I would, it's kind of like a question that I would, like, what would I tell myself 20 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, when I got started in business, here's 2 things I would say. Number one is say yes more.
Okay.
Say yes more. What I mean by that is, you know, if I look back into my entrepreneurial days, there were times I just let too much fear prevent me from taking advantage of opportunities. I was too analytical. I was figuring too much stuff out.
Okay.
And what I realized is, like, when I got older and more seasoned in business, I was going, you know, that was just me getting in the way. It's like, say yes more. I look at when opportunities come your way, it's not an accident. It's not like it just came your way to just, hey, here's an opportunity. Just look at me now, ignore me. It's like, I would say, say yes at least to everything in your life that comes your way, like jump in and play and say yes more. That has really cured so much of my difficulties in business over the years, is instead of saying no a lot, I'd say yes a lot. Now, it didn't mean I moved forward everything. It was just, yes, let me really take a look at this. Yes, let me play with this for a minute. Yes, let me take it in and see how it'll fit in my world. That's what I mean by saying yes more, because I think what happens is, and I share this with my wife, and we actually, believe it or not, we actually coach couples. One of the things that we do, we're in business together a lot of times, my wife and I, like, that's another dynamic, right? So we actually coach people. And one of the things that comes up when you're a little bit older and you're in your 40s and 50s, when you look back and you say, wow, you end up putting together 2 lists that you unconsciously make in your life. One is the, this is what I like list. And here's another list over here, which is like, don't go there anymore list. Like, I got burned with this in the past. Don't even talk about it. Don't go there. And as you get older, that's why people really don't change, because their list gets so big of things to avoid. So my wife and I, Michelle, like, what we are always doing is, okay, we might have got burned with something last week, last year, 10 years ago, but boy, don't put it on a list. It just means that it didn't work out then, because every day that you wake up, we're a big believer, every day you wake up, you are the next version of you. So you're not a Polaroid snapshot, right? That you carry. Most people carry that snapshot with them every single day. They wake up, they're the same every day. So what we say is, every day wake up and be the next you, which is take all that stuff off the list that you didn't like, that you were not going to talk about, that you weren't going to go there. Just don't put it on a list. Just know that it's going to come around again. And because it's going to come around again, you're a next version of you. So treat it like it's the first time you're seeing it. It's like going to a restaurant, having a bad experience and saying, hey, I'm never going to go to this restaurant again. This place sucks. You may have 1 bad day at the restaurant, you know? So I would say that's the saying yes more.
Got it. Okay. I appreciate that. John, how can somebody learn about Linkster? Like, how can they get in touch with you or your company? What do they do next?
Yeah, it's simple. I'm going to give you 2 ways to contact us. One is you could just go to our website, which is linkster.com, which is linkster.com. Perfect. That's popped up. The other one is you can actually book. If you want to book time to speak with me, I'll make myself available to every one of your listeners to talk to me, and we could do live evaluation of your properties, you know, just to see what you have out there. And that's simply, my calendar is IoT, like Internet of Things, IoTjohn.com. IoTjohn.com is direct to my calendar link. You can get on my calendar. I'll spend some time with you. I'll answer questions for you. I'll point you to information. And more importantly, on that link on IoTjohn, you can literally submit your list of any properties. And by the time we have our, by the time we have our conversation together, my staff will have the results for you, and we can go over, hey, here's what you're working with. You know, out of your 10, maybe two or three are good, or maybe your property management company that has hundreds of locations. We can do that as well. We do that for all sizes. Business and residential and commercial.
IOTjohn.com. John, thank you for your time today. Thank you for enlightening me and us. And sounds like you guys are onto something big here. So God bless you. Thank you for your time. Take care.
Hate the feeling of missing out and not knowing where to start? Aside from grabbing a copy of the Real Estate Evolution, the 10-Step Guide to CPI, we also encourage you to join our ever-growing group, the Consistent and Predictable Income Community. Apply for membership on Facebook and visit us at NoBrokeMonths.com online to listen to our previous superstar interviews.
I'm a seasoned agent, but I've certainly had some months with no business and some cash flow issues. Dan's opened my eyes to a lot of things and taught me things that I just haven't been able to get anywhere else. So learning his methodologies has been really helpful to me in my life and, very importantly, in my business.